to the Divided Kingdom. This is the news analysis program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. I'm Luke Haverly. My co-host is
Elizabeth Cuppet Haverly.
It's May 18th, 2023. We can be heard at WWCR.com and WWCR Shortwave, Liberty Works Radio, which is LWRN.net, KStarTalkRadio.com, and KingdomStarRadio.com. Consult these venues for days and times. Be sure to visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Go to our listening archives there at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Our last programs, April 27th, May 4th, May 11th, were filled with crucial to saving your life information, including mRNA in your meats. Last week, I mentioned some Bible verses that indicate Christians will have to go through the Great Tribulation. In addition to my verses that I had selected, here are some more scriptures providing evidence, thanks to Brother Bruce of American Prophecy. First, we have Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And then we have Matthew 24, verses 29 to 31. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And then we have Revelation 13:7. And it was given unto him, and that's the beast, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Then we have Revelation 17:6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and the word, and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw, I wondered with great admiration. And then we have Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
That seems very clear, Lou, doesn't it?
I think that those verses do. All of those verses, yes.
And we do thank Ken, listener Ken, who sent us the original list and the wake-up call to us. And we do thank Brother Bruce, too.
Yes, we do very much. And now to Noxious News, Part 2. You can hear Part 1, the May 11th program, on our archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com.
Yes, and we hope that many of you will tell others to visit our website. Listeners, you know that I have been keeping an obituary watch. And in our local paper for Wednesday, May 10th, there were four obituaries, and three of them were suspect as possibly being died suddenly after a COVID shot. We first had a rather young person, Diane, 66, died peacefully April 27th. 66 isn't that old, really. Then we had another person. We had Bernice, 69, died on April 18th. At her home. Then we had somebody a little bit older, Elizabeth, 79, of Delmar, peacefully passed away Thursday, May 4th, at home, surrounded by her family. Now, of course, the fourth obituary was someone who had battled some kind of a long chronic health disease or condition, so we didn't count that. But I thought it was rather striking to have three out of four of those. And we first of all want to thank all of you listeners who are supporting us with prayer. Your love and prayer and encouraging notes mean everything to us, because Satan is really attacking quite a bit to keep this information away from you. Everything from jamming some shortwave in not only Pennsylvania, but Massachusetts, we have learned. And we do hope that our friend Mary in the Northeast can hear this program and know that we did bring up the evil that's going on in various states with people taking other people's homes when they can't pay their taxes, and then using a private corporation along with the state government, I guess, and they're pocketing extra money so that these poor victims who had the homes taken don't even get the money they ought to have back. It is really atrocious what's going on everywhere. And also, Mary has now reported to bring our attention to the fact that Vermont is now enlisting all the people of the United States who want to kill themselves to just come on along to Vermont. It's the Kerkorian state now, I guess. And she lamented that a lot of, we would call them worse than liberals, Lou, a lot of fanatical leftists began to relocate up into Vermont. It was once a beautiful state, you've said.
It was a beautiful state. I once talked my dad into taking a drive up there with my mother.
From Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. It was a fair-sized drive for us in those days. It seemed like a long drive. Beautiful state. Just like they say with the Green Mountains, just a verdant state, a beautiful scene. But
yes.
Now, look what it's become.
Yes, and from our reports last week, you can see that the abominations to God are increasing. The depravity is growing. So the judgment is going to have to increase progressively in the same way. And again, we thank you, listeners. We thank a new listener who is in assisted living, Anonymous. We just received your $10 today, and it was a great help to us in this particular day. So now I'm going to say to you, listeners, the aftermath of the COVID-19 spike protein gene shot is still shaking our world. One listener wrote to us about a husband and wife who traveled to take care of one of the spouse's elderly parents. And during that time, 8 family members who had taken the COVID shots died within 1 week.
That's astounding.
Yes, Lou, it is, isn't it? Then there is the account of a military man who, fearing for his job, got the COVID shot, not telling his pregnant wife. Within 72 hours, she had a miscarriage. This miscarriage was highly out of the ordinary. It was not just a usual miscarriage. It was, quote, a fetal hemorrhage. Later, the man's son and elderly grandparents and got really sick. And a visiting sister and her family came to sort of watch over the elderly grandparents, but they all got sick. They got what was termed COVID, maybe the Delta variant. But was this really the shedding of the spike proteins from the man who had gotten the vaccine? The woman who had the miscarriage was then found to have 30 pulmonary embolisms or blood clots in her lungs. That was in her lungs. God miraculously brought her a cardiologist, surgeon, who just sort of happened to be visiting this particular hospital. And at that moment, she was told she only had a 10% chance to live till morning. Now, finding that she was too fragile, they could not even operate on her without killing her, the surgeon tried what he said might give her a 30% chance to live. And, of course, her family said, go for it. With a newer procedure that enabled him to go in and remove those blood clots without the big surgery. Miraculously, the next morning, she was told she could go home. And now the aftermath of the good Christian kindness of that sister and her family and little children is that they got the COVID too, of course, or whatever it was, but they still get colds and illnesses more easily. And I do not want to identify this lovely person, but she is a wonderful person, and she helps us in our radio work. And we ask for you to pray for this beloved Christian sister and her family, that God will restore their immune system, all of them. Their immune systems, I should say, if they have been somewhat damaged, we ask God to remove any traces of those spike proteins. Now, we have to tell you that you are to stay away from the flu vaccine. And also, Dr. Jane Ruby has reported on May 16th that childhood vaccines may soon have mRNA in them if they don't have it now. And she also updated us that we cannot be lethargic. We cannot be complacent. She told us that Moderna alone has 40 to 50 new mRNA projects. These are products in development. So can you see what the danger is? It's continuing. We have the ghoul of this world pharma medical police state growing in a very antichrist way. So you're going to have to protect yourselves. Clarence, you give us so many short, pithy, encouraging notes. We appreciate you so much. And you said, I'm not going to eat meat. Well, we have to make our choices. And of course, we need protein. We need some fish, we need some chicken, we need some turkey, whatever you can find that is organic, we think, at this point. Because I read a very important study one time about vegetarians. They had brain shrinkage. You don't want that as you're getting up into your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. You want to keep your cognitive abilities. So you do have to have some meat. But if you don't know about the mRNA problem that maybe has been in the pork for a decade and may go in August to the cattle, the vaccines with the mRNA, you need to go back, as Lou told you, to DividedKingdomRadio.com. And here are April 27th, May 4th, May 11th, and now our May 18th program in the archives. Tell others. We must build awareness. You know, you're trying to save your own life by helping others, by telling them. And we told you, not just Lou and I are supposed to be watchmen. You are called. If you hear the sound of my voice, you're called to tell two or three people this coming week about DividedKingdomRadio.com and about Dr. Jane Ruby. Look for her program in the search bar at Brighteon.com. That's spelled capital B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, Brighteon.com. Now, even if you've had two COVID shots and a booster, like a beautiful telemarketer I talked to today, you know, I told on the air I had a kind of a bad reaction from one when I called to one of the companies. It was either L.L. Bean or it was Land's End. Today I called to Land's End, and it was a grandmotherly voice, kindly, who helped me, and at the end, I had to ask my question. Sadly, she has had two COVID shots and the booster. But I told her, you need not live in fear as long as you are repentant of your sins. I didn't tell her that. But I said, you might have just gotten a saline shot. And I'm telling all of you listeners who are dealing with this with your heartbreaking stories. Remember the family who has the little grandbaby that was rushed to the hospital. They thought she had a stroke. And they have the granddaughter ill and the daughter blowing metal shards out of her nose. They need your continued prayer, too, for healing, for miracles. But as long as you have Jesus as your Savior, listeners, your shots, whatever they're going to do to you, they're under His control. And you must live your life with trust and faith. And you must make every day count for Jesus and your fellow men. Don't think that Lou and I haven't sometimes been in a slump, because it's a very restricted lifestyle. And sometimes when we have intimidations flying overhead our house twice in an hour, we do think about it. but we know who is in charge, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So now we move right into this news blitz, because it is quite a news blitz. First headline, and of course, this report is U.S. cardiologists, over 100 million Americans may have heart damage due to COVID jabs. At least 7 million Americans already have hearts that have been damaged by the COVID, quote, vaccines, according to U.S. cardiologist Dr. Thomas Levy. And I have to look to see the source of that article. And I believe, oh, now, we're talking about attacks. I've just had a terrible attack on my left eye in which it's stinging, and I can hardly see. But hold on, I'm going to get the source of this. The source was News Punch, and we're going to move right on. The second article, the headline, Australians are dying. Oh, you know, this is an object lesson, isn't it, Lou?
It is. You want me to take over for a bit?
No, no. I'm, if I can put some moisture into the eye.
Yes.
And I'm keeping rubbing it. If I can just see now with the other eye to see what the headline is. I'm going to try to go on. Okay. Australians are dying in record numbers, but no one in power wants to talk about it. Shocking new figures show that even more Australians are dying than first feared. Now, the next one is, and I believe this one actually might have been by Steve Watson. Okay, videos. Football players are still collapsing, having heart attacks, and even dying on the pitch. And this was March 27th, 2023. In the past week, two high-profile football, soccer for Americans, players have collapsed on the field of play, continuing a trend that has seemingly now become the norm. Last Wednesday, 28-year-old Brazilian player Zé Carlos from the club Ferroviário suffered a sudden illness while playing in a cup match. He was treated as the game went on, according to reports, and returned to the pitch for a short time before being substituted and then collapsing and being taken to hospital in an ambulance. And there's more. Here's this next headline, and my eye is improving. Thank you, listeners. It's not quite right yet, but it's not stinging as much. And this is a headline. Thousands of jabbed athletes are developing turbo testicular cancer. Doctors baffled. Thousands of fully jabbed athletes around the world are developing turbo testicular cancer, leaving doctors baffled. These young professional athletes are supposed to be among the healthiest people on the planet. So why are they suddenly developing inexplicable and incurable cancers in such large numbers? Lou, we'd have to ask, too. We know that the population culling elite group is always targeting fertility. They want fewer people. And it does seem like the sex organs have been targeted with these shots, doesn't it?
It does, as if they're trying to take away the ability to reproduce.
That's
among
exactly
human beings.
It. All right, I think we move on to you, don't we?
We do, yes. Now we have ex-CDC chief warns of coming great pandemic, worse than COVID. Calls coronavirus a minor event, even though it killed 7 million. This was by Bob Unruh from worldnetdaily.com.
And we have to interrupt.
Yes.
Worldwide, we understand it may have killed 2 billion.
It may very well have. This is probably a rather conservative estimate. This occurred. This was published, I should say, on March 21st, 2023, and says the former chief of America's Centers for Disease Control says the next pandemic to hit the world will be the Great Pandemic. That's in quotes, the Great Pandemic, and it will be, quote, brutal, unquote, and it will come from gain of function research. Breitbart reported on the comments on Hill TV's Rising program from former CDC chief Dr. Robert Redfield. Dr. Redfield said, I do believe the next pandemic And we're going to have another pandemic, and I think it's going to be the great pandemic. I consider COVID a minor pandemic. The great pandemic's going to come, he said. And he went on to say, and normally it would come from spillover, bird flu that learns how to transmit to humans, and then go human to human. But I think the species barriers are very real, but it's much more probable that it will happen because of gain-of-function research in a laboratory, and then escape. And then we're going to have a pandemic which will be much more brutal to the world than COVID was. Next, we have Ukraine.
And Lou, that would be kind of a facilitation of H5N1, probably. The bird.
Very probably, yes. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. And next, we have from NewsPunch.com, Ukraine is farming children in factories for elite pedophiles. Russia is saving the children. Media blackout. Russian soldiers are claiming that they've made a hideous discovery inside Ukraine, where they say that children between the ages of 2 and 7 are being raised in factory farm conditions before the attractive ones are sold as sex slaves to elite pedophiles. And those who don't find buyers are, quote, carved up like discarded waste, unquote, as their organs are harvested and sold for use at European and Israeli transplant centers. And then, more evil out of the Pentagon. Or is it Pentagram? The headline reads, Pentagon urges more access to sex change hormones for military kids as young as 7. You heard that right. As young as 7. This came also from WorldNetDaily.com, WND.com, and was published on March 22nd, 2023. And it came, it was actually written by Michaela Burrow at the Daily Caller News Foundation. The Department of Defense, DOD, researchers argued for expanding gender transition treatments for children as young as 7 who belong to military families in a journal article from March. Legislative efforts in states have created a, quote, gender-affirming care crisis, unquote, for minors by restricting medical treatments and exacerbating alleged mental health issues. And then we have, from the Western Journal, Biden stops bike ride to pat himself on the back and insults Americans. This was published May 15th, 2023, written by Samantha Chang. After a bike ride Sunday near his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, President Biden was asked to comment on the southern border, where illegal crossings have soared to historic heights. The reporter asked, "How do you think things are going at the border, sir?" And Biden smugly crowed before chuckling, "Much better than you all expected." The fact that Biden blithely chuckled when asked about this unprecedented disaster underscores once again that the American people are not his top priority. Title 42 was a pandemic-era policy instituted by former President Donald Trump that quickly expelled illegal immigrants without an asylum process. With the Trump policy gone, the decades-old policy known as Title 8 will return, which requires illegal migrants to schedule an immigration appointment or seek asylum in nations they pass through on their way to the U.S. border. Last Tuesday, border apprehension skyrocketed to a daily record high of 10,000, according to reporter Bill Malugin. Last week, a stunning 67,759 illegal aliens were apprehended at the border, according to U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz. And this is Lou again. To save money, Elizabeth and I reused the backs of old news articles, and I found on the back of one of these articles this old headline.
And it was the one about Biden on the bicycle and his arrogance toward all of us, that he's doing better with the border than any of us could ever dream. And lo and behold, you turned it over and read that headline.
And this was a headline from the Gateway Pundit some time back. Biden hands out end-of-year pardons to people convicted of alcohol, drug, and murder charges.
That tells it all. all. We don't need to say another word. Move on, Lou.
And now we have from National File, troops at border working on data entry, not border protection. This was by Frankie Stokes, or Stocks, May 5th, 2023. The U.S. government has announced it's sending 1,500 troops to the southern border with Mexico to, quote-unquote, supplement Border Patrol forces. But the troops aren't there to protect the border and have instead been tasked with data entry, logging information about illegal aliens before they're turned loose and let into the United States. And now I think we go to you, Elizabeth. Is that right?
9A.
Yes, that's
all right.
Correct.
National File. Invasion, 700,000 illegal aliens prepare to storm U.S. border. By Frankie Stocks again, May 8th. According to numerous reports, roughly 40% of attempted illegal border crossers have been expelled from the United States with Title 42 in effect. But with the COVID-era border protections coming to an end, the Biden administration is expected to open the floodgates, forcing an unprecedented surge of illegal aliens into the United States and on to the American people. Yuma County, Arizona Supervisor Jonathan Lines warned at a recent Yuma County Board of Supervisors meeting that, quote, the Border Patrol shared with us their intelligence that there are approximately 700,000 illegals as of 3 weeks ago in the shelters in Mexico waiting to come into the United States. It's unclear to what extent this number has grown as the expiration of Title 42 drew closer. Under the administration of Joe Biden, even with Title 42 protections in place, more than an estimated 6 million illegal aliens have already been let into the United States. That figure dwarfs the population of numerous states and most of America's largest cities. The estimated 700,000 illegals preparing to enter the U.S. outnumber the population of the entire states of Wyoming and Vermont and large U.S. cities like Baltimore and Cincinnati. Increasingly, fighting age men from communist China have been found among the, quote, caravans of illegals heading for America, including in the massive mob of 700,000 illegals that are preparing to storm the border.
Now from the Gateway Pundit, America last. New York hotels evict struggling homeless veterans to make room for illegal aliens. This is by Jim Hoft, May 13th. New York Mayor Eric Adams is discovering the complications that come with Biden's broken immigration policy. The Gateway Pundit reported that thousands of illegal immigrants have arrived in New York City in the last few months, and city taxpayers have spent millions caring for these invaders. New York City officials have placed them in at least 14 hotels at zero cost. After the expiration of Title 42, an increasing number of illegal immigrants were bused to New York. According to a nonprofit foundation helping veterans, 20 homeless and struggling veterans have been evicted from upstate hotels to make rooms or to make room for the incoming illegal immigrants, as reported by the New York Post. The outlet added that a hotel staff member told a former military and a 24-year-old man who had served in Afghanistan and was in serious need of help that temporary housing was being taken away and they would have to find another place to stay, said Sharon Tony Finch, the CEO of the Yerik Israel Tony Foundation. Quote, our veterans have been placed in another hotel due to what's going on with the immigrants. Sharon Tony Finch, a disabled military veteran, founded YIT, that's Yerik Israel Tony Foundation, named after her son, to aid homeless and low-income veterans. Tony Finch said 15 of the veterans got the heave-ho from the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, about 60 miles north of New York City in Orange County, a new epicenter of Big Apple's migrant crisis since Mayor Eric Adams began busing Gotham's overflow there against the local officials' wishes. The other five displaced veterans were split between two other local facilities. the Super 8, and Hampton Inn and Suites in Middletown, Tony Finch said. The Middletown hotels are not believed to have migrants yet, but were reportedly on the city's short list to take some. She said the hotels didn't explicitly say the vets had to move because of the migrants, but that it was clear to her that that was the case, given the timing. All 20 of the booted veterans have ended up at a Hudson Valley hotel about 20 minutes away, said Tony Finch, who asked that the Post not name the site. Tony Finch said the veterans had originally been set to temporarily stay at the three hotels for up to 4 weeks, till permanent housing for them could be found. The vets were about 2 weeks into their hotel stays when they got the boot, she said. And we have from the National File. New York hotel kicks out Americans to house illegal aliens. Again by Frankie Stocks, May 15th, 2023. According to recent reports, the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, New York, and I'll just interject, this is Lou speaking, I used to go through Newburgh, New York, or very close to it, when I drive the long way around up to New England. Ironically, it's very, very close to West Point. But getting back to this, according to recent reports, the Crossroads Hotel in Newburgh, New York, has abruptly canceled the reservations of multiple wedding parties to accommodate the busloads of illegal aliens being shipped into the community by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who claims that his sanctuary city can no longer accommodate the busloads of migrants sent there. A recent Daily Mail report profiled a couple from Florida, Gary Moretti and Deanna Milford, who had the 30 rooms they booked for guests at her upcoming June 24th wedding suddenly canceled without notification. According to the report, the couple would have had no idea that their guest rooms had been canceled to house the illegal aliens had they not reached out to the hotel to confirm the status of their reservations while shoring up their wedding plans. In a similar way, a CBS report profiled another couple, Sean Plunkett and Nicole Hoeffel, who had a similar experience with the Crossroads Hotel. According to the report, months ago, the couple reserved 37 rooms for their wedding guests, which were quickly booked. But just days ago, the entire booking was canceled. Just like in the case of Gary Moretti and Deanna Milford, the rooms the couple and their guests had booked have instead been converted into temporary housing for illegal aliens. Wedding parties aren't the only thing being impacted by the massive busing of migrants to New York communities. A church which meets in the Crossroads Hotel on Sundays has been forced to cancel its services because of the illegal alien housing situation.
Then we have Zero Hedge. Tyler Durden, Tuesday, May 16th. New York parents in uproar as city houses migrants in school gyms. In a move that's outraging parents, New York City has started housing migrants in the gymnasiums of schools across the city. Many of the affected schools are elementary schools. For parents who oppose the move, safety is a major concern. Quote, schools are kept secure for a reason. Parents have to sign in and provide ID when they go into school. Now there's migrants in the playground. Parent Damaris Fernandez, told the New York Post, quote, this should not impact school operations, nor will families have access to any other part of the school where students and staff are. The principal of one affected school, and that was MS577, wrote to parents in a letter. Of course, it's one thing to declare the hallways, classrooms, and lavatories off limits to migrants, and another to set up a fail-proof means of keeping them out. And various photos have captured migrants milling around outside the schools. A union of school safety agents has objected to the plan, saying their role is to protect school kids, not monitor migrants. The flip side of confining migrants inside gyms is that it takes those gyms away from the children. The students will be trapped inside and will not be able to go outside for recess, physical education, which will be a huge detriment to their well-being, said a parent, a PTA person. These kids just came through COVID, and now they're being locked inside the schoolroom. Then we have this one. smartphones issued to track illegals cost American taxpayers over $360,000 per day. This was May 15th, written by Bell Carter at Natural News. Illegal immigrants who crossed the border and got processed for asylum applications have received free smartphones from President Joe Biden's administration as they wait for their immigration court dates. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has already reportedly issued over 300,000 smartphones to non-citizens who migrated to the United States as part of the, quote, Alternatives to Detention Program, ATD. According to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, mobile phones are meant to track asylum seekers who are awaiting court dates. They are also used for facial recognition, GPS monitoring, and voice identification. The smartphones cost taxpayers $361,218.08 per day, according to ICE. The illegals in Brownsville, Texas, who arrived in the U.S. on May 11th, were issued paperwork with designated court dates set as late as 2032. Lou! Ding, ding, ding! That's even after the possible ice age that we're in now should end.
Well, weather should be getting nice by that time, yes.
Yeah, all
nine, these illegals. 9 years away, 9 years.
Those in Chicago and Florida have court dates set in 2035.
Well, 12 years.
Wow. Others have, boy, Biden wasn't kidding, was he?
No.
He's doing better than any of us ever dreamed. Others have immigration court hearings set for August 2023 in a Maryland immigration court and March 2027 in a Dallas immigration court. Two people heading to New York City have court dates listed for 2025. While they wait, the migrants can receive a work permit and legally live and work in the United States. Oh, hip, hip, hurrah, hip, hip, hurrah. And I guess now we know that we're in a different world, and this different world is really represented by this headline from National File. Video, World Economic Forum says 2024 election will be run by artificial intelligence. Schwab henchman Yuval Noah Harari said that the 2024 election could be run by AI and indicated that QAnon is AI psyop. Harari, a top World Economic Forum member and a lecturer at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, said in a recent address that artificial intelligence will be meddling in the 2024 U.S. presidential race, producing new political manifestos, fake news stories, and even holy scriptures. Lou, they're getting ready to set up Christians again to be marginalized. You know,
yeah,
anybody who won't say anything about the Great Tribulation or anything else. So Harari compared this AI-guided political cult to the QAnon conspiracy group. Now, he said that the QAnon itself is controlled by AI, or artificial intelligence, or at the very least by the U.S. government and its subcontractors. We pitied those poor people who believed that John F. Kennedy was still alive, and John F. Kennedy Jr. was still alive, and Trump and the White Hats, they were getting ready to invade all the time early on in the Biden administration. We pitied those poor suckers, didn't we, Lou?
Yes, we did. Some people, I'm afraid, will believe just about anything.
So anyway, this National File article, I guess, has referred to some of these points in a video. Q was an operation run by the U.S. government and its subcontractors. Q manipulated its followers in part by incorporating a heavy dose of superficial messianic religion. And that might have been the pre-trib rapture, you know? And they said that one radio person said, we were always just on the verge of being saved by thousands of sealed indictments that would drop. But you know, they never did. Lou, do you have a little bit more on the migrants coming in?
Do you have yes, a 10B? I do.
Our 10C, I think you have something.
I do. Divided Kingdom listeners, this next is more than just a headline. This is also from National File. Report, Texas mass killings, part of Biden regime cartel, Biden regime terror campaign to disarm Americans. The U.S. border is on the verge of collapse, and CIA-backed Mexican cartels are waging a narco-terror campaign against Americans. This was May 8, 2023, again from National File. Mexican drug cartels have joined forces in an unprecedented effort to destabilize and destroy the United States of America with the blessing of the Biden regime, which is using the violent crime of narco-terrorists to disarm the American people and empower the cartel's human smuggling operations, according to an exclusive InfoWars report. InfoWars founder Alex Jones has issued an emergency report to warn and inform Americans that the recent mass killings in Texas are part of a wider narco-terror campaign being run by an alliance of CIA-linked drug cartels to push the Biden regime to confiscate the semi-automatic rifles of American citizens. The campaign has drawn comparisons to the Obama administration's Operation Fast and Furious, which in a similar way put semi-automatic weapons in the hands of drug cartels in hopes that they would be used in American crimes as a pretext to attack the Second Amendment. The report reads on InfoWars.com, quote, "Sources confirm to InfoWars that the Biden regime is coordinating with cartel leaders and plans to use their Mexican terror campaign as a pretext to take American people's guns." On cue. In the immediate aftermath of the mass shooting at an Allen, Texas outlet mall, Joe Biden called for the banning and confiscation of semi-automatic weapons. As Alex Jones explained in a more than 50-minute video segment, when the cartels ferry illegal aliens into the United States, the illegals are indebted to the cartels, and the cartels are using them as sleeper cells, ordering them to commit violent and genocidal crimes against Americans and against other Hispanics who have run afoul of the narco-terrorists. Quote, "Biden's going to bring back Title 42, but selectively enforce it later," Jones explained. And he went on to say, "but now he's letting the chaos break out," Alex said in the video segment before he was joined by journalist Pete Santilli, whose federal sources have told him that the narco-terror campaign and the total collapse of the U.S.-Mexican border are, quote-unquote, imminent. Jones said, quote, "Pete has high-level federal sources," unquote. According to the InfoWars report, the recent mass shooting in Allen, Texas, and the mass killing of Hispanic pedestrians in El Paso are part of the early stages of the narco-terror campaign. But about a week and a half ago, quote, "an unprecedented meeting took place where the rival Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel got together," Santilli explained on the InfoWars broadcast. And he went on to say, "two of the top cartels, one of which controls the border, and the other, of course, down below the border, have essentially decided to launch terror attacks on the United States."
This is so important. That's all you have on that, isn't it, Lou?
That's enough.
We do tell you listeners, you don't have to listen to any commercials, and we do need your help to stay on the air. So very quickly, if you can pray about it and the Lord leads you to send us some cash or a money order, and checks can only be made out to either WWCR for our airtime or Global Star Communications, Global Star Communications, who produces our program. Send it to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And we do thank a wonderful military couple who pushed us over the edge to pay for Global Star Communications. So we now also want to tell all of you that Dr. Dennis Cuddy is coming back to be interviewed next week. Did the Nazi plan ever stop? We've learned some really amazing stuff that in the 1940s, the Nazis then planned. Some of them went underground. They planned for their world plan of socialism to come to fruition in two generations. Where are we now with these COVID shots? And a lot of this big pharma has roots back in some of that Nazi stuff with IG Farben and the Zyklon B gas. So you don't want to miss this program next week. You do not want to miss it. And so now we won't get as far as we knew we wanted to, but soon after Dennis Cuddy's interview, we're going to get back into the dollar and what's happening to the dollar, what's happening, other things happening to American businesses. But right now, we have to move to some very noxious news headlines. And, of course, this was the People's Voice, May 4th. WW3, Russia promises retaliatory measures after Putin assassination attempt. Tensions between the U.S. and Russia have reached an all-time high this week, posing a real risk of World War III between Russia and NATO-allied countries. And then we have more. And this, again, is the People's Voice, May 5th. CIA agent reveals deep state-ordered drone attack on Kremlin. A CIA agent has revealed that the drone attack on the Kremlin was orchestrated by the United States in an attempt to take out President Vladimir Putin. And, Lou, we have more headlines.
We have Iran's Revolutionary Guard seizes tanker in the Strait of Hormuz by John Gambrill, Associated Press. Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the strategic Strait of Hormuz on Wednesday, the second such capture by Tehran in under a week amid heightened tensions over its nuclear program. In a related article, Iran will have 10 high-grade uranium enrichment plants by the end of the year. It has enough for 5 nukes, says Gallant. This was May 16th, 2023, from Debka.com. Constant U.S.-Israel vows to halt Iranian nuclear bomb armaments are more pointless than ever, with Tehran advancing unstopped in this goal. The banned FOTO underground plan is already enriching uranium up to 87.3% grade, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said this week. Quote, make no mistake, Iran will not be satisfied with a single nuclear bomb. So far, Iran has gained material enough to enrich to 20% and 60%, enough for 5 nuclear bombs, unquote. Iran, indeed, is making no secret of the progress of its nuclear program. While claiming that the product at Fordow is of no more than 60% purity, International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA inspectors have procured evidence of an 87.3% grade product. They point out that this is enough to make the jump to weapons grade A technicality. Tehran believes that this bunker site is impregnable to attack. And then we have King Charles' coronation to include invitation to public to swear allegiance. This has now, of course, already happened.
It's almost like Heil Hitler.
It is, yes.
But go ahead.
Disappeared at Reuters.com, April 30th. London. King Charles' coronation on Saturday will include an invitation to the public to swear allegiance to the monarch and to his heirs and successors, the Archbishop of Canterbury's office said, as it published the liturgy to be used for the event. The invitation to people to make their homage by participating in a, quote, chorus of millions of voices, unquote, was listed among the new elements of an ancient ceremony in a statement from Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby's office.
And Lou, I think I should bring in at this time another article that was from the Catholic News Agency. And of course, this sort of shows how church and state are coming together. Pope Francis gave a relic of what this Catholic agency says, the true cross to King Charles for his coronation. And of course, as Protestants, Lou and I do not believe that this is the true cross. We think this is heretical. But this does show that the political liaison between Charles and the Vatican is strong. So this was written by Peter Pinedo, Washington, D.C., April 19th. Thanks to a gift from Pope Francis to King Charles III, two pieces of the true cross on which Jesus was crucified will lead the reigning monarch of the United Kingdom's coronation procession, May 6th. The precious relics have been inlaid into the Cross of Wales, which will head Charles's procession into Westminster Abbey, where he will be officially crowned. And this is kind of interesting that these two things are being merged. What do you have next, Lou, or is it back to me?
Well, I have The Evil Roots of the New World Order. Disappeared at skywatchtv.com.
Hold that for a little bit,
right.
For a minute. We have, again, fully vaccinated actor Jamie Foxx said he nearly died weeks after a massive stroke from The People's Voice. The People's Voice also has a headline, worldwide pilot shortages. Thousands of vaccinated pilots have dropped dead since 2021, and nobody's allowed to ask why. And then we have the CDC bombshell, COVID vaccines reduced lifespan by 25 years. Now, this is kind of big. This is a news punch, and it says the CDC has admitted that COVID-19 vaccines reduce a person's lifespan by up to 25 years due to the mRNA jab behaving like a slow-acting genetic poison on the human body. And then we have, this is from Now the End Begins. Chelsea Clinton, Bill Gates, and the World Health Organization are launching the big catch-up to inject every child with the COVID mRNA gene editing injection. Chelsea Clinton, through the Families Health Nonprofit, is working alongside the likes of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF in what she hopes will become the largest, this is a quote, the largest childhood immunization effort ever. That's why the Clinton Health Access Initiative and like-minded organizations will be working with the WHO, capital W-H-O, the World Health Organization, to bridge the gap in an effort dubbed the Big Catch-Up. Clinton said Tuesday at Fortune's Brainstorm Health Conference in Marina del Rey, California, LOL, silly human, and you thought the forced injections were all over, didn't you? They're coming for your children now. And we have a quote here from, I believe, the KJV, 2 Kings 4:40. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof. On this episode of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast, millions of people across America and around the world have rightly and accurately rejected the COVID mRNA gene editing injection, and that's good news. But compare that to billions of people globally who took multiple rounds of it, the dramatic and sudden rise in heart issues, strokes, blood clots, and all those who died suddenly speak for the results. Who do we see at the forefront of the big catch-up? Oh, just the usual cast of characters who all hung out with Jeffrey Epstein on his pedophile island. These same people now want to protect the children. Is it just me, or is there something wrong with this picture? Massively wrong. And, Lou, we had another headline from Lord Monckton. I used to listen to him coming on to the Alex Jones Show years and years ago before Brexit occurred. He is a wonderful patriot. Lord Monckton, Great Reset, King Charles wants to depopulate the world. That was the headline at The People's Voice, May 8th. Lord Christopher Walter Monckton has warned that King Charles III's goal is to depopulate the world on behalf of the globalist elites. And then we have another headline from The People's Voice, and this one was May 4th. Scientists warn World Economic Forum diet will make humans go extinct. Scientists have warned that the meat-free WEF diet will end up killing off the human race and cause those who remain alive to become weak, disease-ridden shells. And I think, Lou, now let's go to what you have on the New World Order there.
Yes, again, this is The Evil Roots of the New World Order, May 7th, on skywatchtv.com. Biden wants the U.S. to lead the New World Order. The Antichrist One World system of governance will force anyone under its authority to pledge their allegiance with complete devotion and worship. Those who refuse will be locked out of society, facing the penalty of death. While most Christians understand the New World Order is demonic and needs to be resisted at all costs, there are others who think the opposite. In fact, there's a religious movement known as New Age, whose followers are ready to embrace this coming, quote, harmonic shift, unquote. Also known as the Age of Aquarius, this transformation is necessary to save the planet and will usher in a new physical and spiritual existence for mankind. And then we have, back to King Charles. King Charles and the globalists set meeting for September, at which they will plot how to accelerate goals of UN Agenda 2030 and the complete digitization of humanity. This is by Leo Holman, May 3rd. The World Economic Forum and United Nations are so concerned that the goals of Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development, and the Great Reset, also known as technocracy, under a one-world peace system, that those goals are in jeopardy of not being fulfilled by the appointed date, that they have called for a summit in September to discuss how they can kickstart their stalled totalitarian agenda. The September 18th, 19th summit in New York will, quote, mark the beginning of a new phase of accelerated progress towards the Sustainable Development Goals, according to the UN website. The World Economic Forum, founded in 1971 by German economist and engineer Klaus Schwab, under the tutelage of Dr. Henry Kissinger, has said for years that by 2030, the people of the world will, quote, own nothing, unquote, and that they will have, quote, no privacy, unquote.
And I think Klaus Schwab himself said by 2030, you'll have nothing and you'll be glad of it.
That's right. You'll be happy with it.
And we have to note here that this all fits in with Dr. Dennis Cuddy's very, very important book on this subject, that we are now seeing that in two generations from now, what they said when they went underground, those Nazis in the 1940s, we're seeing the materialization, perhaps, of this conspiratorial plan. Go ahead, Lou.
Well, let's see now.
Is there anything we can wrap up there with?
I'll just say this one more thing. The WEF people say that they, meaning the people of the world, will somehow learn to like their evolving state of digital slavery.
Wow. No, God Almighty wants Americans to stand up for the truth, tell others about DividedKingdomRadio.com, and pray. Pray as never before. Pray for these victims, these good Christians who tried to help others and in their families they're suffering from these abominable shots. We thank you for listening, and any help you can send to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. May Jesus bless and preserve you in the days ahead. Good night.